Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mama of two, lover of a really good apple pie, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, hey, girls, welcome back to the podcast. We are jumping straight in this week because I know that you have got a busy, busy week ahead of you. It is January the 1st, New Year's Day, and we are all getting geared up to go back to work, right back to our schedules. The kids are going back to school, and our routines all will fall right back into place. So this week, we are talking about habits. Now, if you joined my first six-week challenge, then you have gotten your first email today. And if you have not joined us yet, today is your very last day to jump on the bandwagon. So I'm just going to give you a little snippet of how our emails are going to go through the next 6 weeks with this episode today. We are going to be talking a lot more in depth about habits and how we form them and how we change them. So habits are actually small decisions that we make and actions that we perform every day. So according to the research, your habits, everyone's habits, are about 40% of our behaviors on any given day. Lots of times they are things that we do, you know, unconsciously, for example, out of routine, just like brushing our teeth, you know, taking a shower every morning. All of these routine things we just go through on a regular basis, and they are habit because of repetition, and we don't really think much about it. Habits are the result of how happy you are. Habits are the result of your fitness level. Habits are even the result of your hygiene level, for goodness sakes. Habits form a lot of information in our lives, and it is also your success at work or even how clean your house is. They can also be what you think about on a regular basis. For example, when I was a kid, I was really, really into the Harry Potter books. If you have read these, you know that the further the series went along, the thicker the books got. So when The Order of the Phoenix came out, I specifically remember waiting and waiting and waiting for that book, waiting and waiting and waiting. And once it finally came out, I read that whole thing in 4 days, maybe less. I can't really put my finger on it, but I know it was a very short amount of time, less than a week. Now, mind you, I was still in school at the time. So when I came home from school every day, I literally stayed in my room reading that book until my mom made me come upstairs for dinner, or sometimes I even took the book to the table with me. And I remember falling asleep reading the book. I watched zero TV. I completed my homework, if any, as fast as possible so I could get to what I wanted. And what I wanted was to read that book because I was so into it. That's exactly how we are going to form new habits. Habits are formed by repetition of things, whether we like them or not. And forming new habits will be no different. We just have to be diligent about the ones that we are forming, whether it's a new habit you want, like exercising, or if it's a bad habit that you want to break, like smoking. You must find the place or the replacement that will help you stick to your journey. So let's explore that for a minute. If you are trying to form a new habit in the sense of going to the gym on a regular basis, the first place to start would be to find the time in your schedule to make it happen. Depending on how committed you are, maybe 5:30 a.m. when you don't feel like getting up out of the bed anyways isn't going to be the place to stick a new habit formation. Maybe if you have the availability, you go straight after you take your kids to school. Or if you don't have that available, maybe it's right after work. Instead of going home, you go straight to the gym. That's the first step, is finding the time in the schedule of when you're going to be able to form this new habit. Secondly, you have to find the driver. Now, the driver is what's going to push you in the right direction toward your goal when you don't feel like it. It could be a friend. It could be a class that's only available at that specific time. Or maybe it's a go bag. Maybe you pack all of your clothes in your gym bag and it's in your car waiting for you after work. So it's that subtle reminder that gets you to the gym instead of to your front door. You have to find the driver that's willing to help you move forward on your path to success. Lastly, your gain. What's your reward for this new habit? Weight loss, feeling better in your own skin, fitting into the other half of clothes in your closet that you haven't worn in 3 years. Whatever the gain happens to be, you absolutely 100% have to put it in front of you. You have to see it at all times. Maybe it's a magazine cutout. Maybe it's an old picture of yourself. Maybe it's just a sticky note of a reminder that's stuck on your cabinet or on your fridge or on your front door, maybe in your car. Wherever it is and whatever it is that you're doing, it has to be put in front of you. Now, if you got your first email this morning, then you saw where we talked about it all being about you. And that is so true. You find it in your schedule, you find the driver, you figure out what your goal is. But in the end, all of this will be done because of you. Yes, it takes time to find it in the schedule. Yes, it takes time to put it into the routine and make sure that it becomes a regular thing. But ultimately, it will take you to keep your goal in front of you, on your mind, in front of your face. Because if you don't keep the end in mind for yourself at all times, you're never going to complete the first two tasks. The last one is the most important. You cannot be successful with number one and two and the complete success without completing number three, of keeping the goal in front of you at all times. Now, let's talk about breaking a current bad habit. Maybe you eat too many sweets. That's going to be the analogy that we're going to use today. Can you see me raising my hand? This is me. How we are going to replace a current bad habit is by replacing it with a new one. Before, we were building a new pathway in our brain. But now, we are tearing our brain from a pathway that it's already created and it's been using for quite some time now. And it probably isn't going to like it very much. We as humans like to make things as easy as possible. We are literally learning all of our lives how to make things easier. For example, how many times have you hung off the side of your bed to pick something off the floor? Your brain told you that it was easier to do it that way than to use the energy to fold back the covers, to get cold, to sit up, then to stand up, then to bend down and pick up whatever it was. It was much easier just to hang off the side of your bed. What about bending over to pick something off the floor, like in the kitchen? You're leaning on the counter for support instead of using your legs to squat down. How many times have you literally just sat in front of the TV and watched whatever it is that's on there that you probably hate because the remote was too far away? We are going to have to find a worthy replacement for these bad behaviors that we have formed. So let's get back to our analogy. What if you eat too many sweets? First, you're going to need to remove your trigger from your house. Clean them out. Get rid of them. I don't care if you donate them or if you throw them in the garbage. But there will be way less temptation if they are unavailable. Is this the end-all be-all fix? Absolutely not. But it is the first step. Next, we're going to find something else to replace it with. Maybe your habit of sweets is because you like sweets too much and you're addicted. Maybe it's because you're still up 3 hours after dinner and your body thinks it's time for you to eat again. Maybe it's just because you're bored and the way to cope with your boredom is to occupy your mouth. Replacements would be occupying your mouth with gum, going to bed earlier, or even brushing your teeth after dinner. If you're an addicted person, start small with a healthier dessert. Instead of the one that's full of sugar, maybe one that's more on the healthier side. We have thousands and thousands of options for healthier desserts out there these days. There's not really any excuse. Then once you're ready, cut it out cold turkey. I'm not proposing that you cut things out completely and go cold turkey on anything. If you're that type of person and you can get it accomplished, that's awesome. But I also want to say that even though some of us can be that in some categories, that doesn't mean that we are in all categories. So whatever has worked for you in the past, that's awesome. But if you're here today and you're thinking of the same habit that you've tried to quit multiple times, then the cold turkey thing is just not going to work for you. So let's go little by little, small chunks, small bites. Okay. We're going to make a list of habits that you'd like to break and habits that you'd like to form. Write them down and figure out what's most important to you, because I absolutely do not recommend multiple habit changes at once. That's just a recipe for confusion and failure. And then when you go back to that one thing you've been trying to change or quit, we usually tend to overload because we feel like we deserve it. We've missed out on all of this time of not having it, so we have to have it more and in excess. That doesn't work out for us in the long run. So let's recap. We are breaking old habits and forming new ones. And so if it is a current bad habit, then we have to figure out something to replace it with. And if it's a new habit that we're wanting to form, then we just have to start with a regular routine and a driver that will keep us on the right path. I hope that this has helped you some, girls. I hope that you will join us in First Six. If you're not quite there yet, today's the very last day that you can sign up and get all of our emails. The habits were all this week and today's episode, but over the next 5 weeks, we will be discussing other options. Now, before we go, as always, crown and flop. So let's start with our flop. Okay, I'm about to embarrass myself, y'all. I am not even kidding. After I tell you this story, you can leave and feel better about yourself, okay? So this actually happened to me last year, and it's funny because I was just telling my mom about it, and it brought the whole thing back to the surface. I think I told you in the last couple of episodes, my husband's work Christmas party was coming up. And so we go out for the last couple of years. We've gone out to a fancy restaurant in town for dinner. And last year, I had just purchased this throw, like a kimono that went over top of a dress that had fur all over it. And I was super proud of it. I really liked it. I got a super good deal on it. And it's a little bit more fancy than my regular life. So where was I going to wear this thing? Of course, to the Christmas party. So I walked in with my fur. I loved it. I was feeling fabulous. Of course, we go to sit down at the table. Everything's starting to be served. We're starting to laugh, and I now am starting to get warm, okay? Because I am baking like a chicken in an oven, I decide to take off the fur, and I didn't take it off and like hang it over my chair like you do a coat. I just flopped it off my shoulders like onto the back of the chair. Okay. Now, I didn't think anything of it until later on that night when we were finished with the dinner and I started to pick it up and put it back on. You know what is hanging out of this thing? The tag. Oh, yes. The tag has been hanging there all night long for the entire restaurant to see. And, oh, here we go. They have seen the fabulous $16 that I spent on it, okay? I told you I got a good deal. And I was so mortified, so completely mortified. I was thinking, Lord have mercy, here sits the owner of my husband's company and my $16.99 tag has been hanging out for the whole world to see. You can now leave. You have permission to leave and feel better about yourself. Yeah, that was a major fail for me. So there you go, girls. Even though that was a flop from last year, I thought that it was relevant because we just had Alan's work Christmas party again this year. So it brought all of those feelings right back to the surface. I'm like, all right, this year we're going to make sure that all the tags are off of everything. And it wasn't even one of those things that I had planned on like returning later. I didn't do that. I bought it and wanted to keep it. I had just never worn it yet and forgot to take off that stupid tag. So mortified. Anyways, okay, now we are moving on to the crowning moment of the week. It has got to be better than my tag hanging out. So you know that we threw our ugly sweater Christmas party a few weeks ago, and this was probably one of the first parties that we had thrown that was kid-free. And so we had all of our adult friends coming over to our house. And, you know, with it being so close to the holidays and everything, we were running around like chickens with our heads cut off, you know, getting all the babysitters squared away, the kids' schedule, all the food, all the people that were coming. Do we have enough food to feed them? Is the house clean? All the things. And so the crowning moment is the actual party itself. And I feel so proud of the party because apparently everyone had such a good time. And so I'm not necessarily doubting our party throwing skills, but I also have learned in recent years how to take a compliment. So the crowning moment is the party because all of our dear sweet friends could not have complimented us any more than they did with how great the party was, how much fun they had, and we would love to do it again next year. It was just a fantastic time. So, if you are looking for any unsolicited advice, ugly sweater Christmas parties are the way to go, girls, and make sure you feed these people well. They will love it. All right, girls, that is it for this episode. I am so thankful to be with you on this very, very first day of 2019. I cannot wait for what the year has in store for Adventuring the Girl Life. Thank you so much for listening. And as you know, I am a personal trainer. I am also accepting new clients the first month of the year, this month. And if you have enjoyed this episode of Adventuring the Girl Life, please remember to subscribe to the show and leave a review so that more girls can grow. And until next week, girls, adventure on!